Now, this is amazing, this one. Evening, everybody, by the way, morning. Whatever time you're listening to this in the day, I'm recording it at 10 past 10 in the evening on, I don't even know what date it is. I just know I've had an amazing day. And I want to talk to you about my favourite way to sell right now. Like, it's been game-changing for the businesses that I've been working with. If you've been watching my Instagram stories, you'll see all the case studies that we've got. And I want to urge all of anyone that's listening to this, like, it's nothing new, it's not groundbreaking, but it's just a way of doing things that, for some reason, I don't see many people doing. And it's so good. Like, it's absolutely incredible when you get the content right for it. That's the biggest thing. I can't go into all of that, but I'm going to talk to you about it. So, this all came about when I was looking for new ways to be able to sell a high-ticket program. So, high-ticket, £1,000 plus, all the way up to 10 grand, depending on what it is that we're doing. But I'm talking, like, really high-ticket. And been trying to think about ways, and I was thinking about ways of how I could really break it down and deliver an online training with then the actual process of being able to close people without seeming like really sleazy and salesy, because for those of you that watch, you've all watched me, you all know who I am. Like, it's just not me. I can't do it. I just really can't. I just don't like it. And again, I wanted to find the way of doing it for me, which made me feel comfortable. I'm all for pushing yourself out of the comfort zone, but ultimately, I want to make sure that I'm enjoying what it is that I'm doing, and I believe in the stuff that's actually working for me, that I can then teach it to other people that don't want to be sleazy salespeople and actually want to just deliver value and position an offer for people to be able to make the decision of whether they want to work with us or not, right? So it's a webinar process, quite simply. So we obviously create loads of organic traffic. We create paid traffic as well. So just so you know, like, organic traffic is like my social media content that goes onto my profile. So it's on my Facebook groups, on my Instagram profile, on my LinkedIn page. Like, it goes everywhere. Like, it's brand building. I'm delivering loads and loads of value for people to watch and go, oh, that's interesting. And then when I present an offer or give them a lead magnet to then join my list, they will then come onto it and they will get value until I have an offer for them. And then that's the point at which they'll probably buy from me if they think it's worth it, right? That's how it works. Paid traffic is like my Facebook ads, my Instagram ads. We're testing LinkedIn ads at the moment. YouTube channel B-roll is also going on. Loads of stuff going on. Pre-roll, should I say, not B-roll. And all the different stuff in terms of paid traffic all goes in and basically drives people to a webinar. And the webinar, I learned a lot of my webinar stuff from Russell Brunson, but ultimately his is a very Americanized way. And there's some stuff that I love, which I've kept, and there's some stuff which just doesn't work in our market, and I've kind of just left that to one side and I've ignored it. So we have our own process, our own system, our own framework of the way of teaching things. And the way that I love to do it, we run the webinar, we deliver kind of three bits of content which basically overcome the fear factors of why people don't buy. So we're not really going in and teaching them exactly how to do things, because when you're wanting to actually put an offer out there for people, that's not the way to do it, because they'll become overwhelmed, they'll think they can go off and do it on their own. And actually, it's actually our duty as educators, as experts, as industry leaders, to make sure that the people that are coming into our initial training models are having their hand held and being held accountable to actually get a result. There's no point in coming onto an online training, having their mind blown for an hour and a half, because ultimately you can't teach everything in an hour and a half, and then going off and then not doing anything and then giving up and going back to what they were doing before. Instead, what you need to do is show them the ways in which they can do what it is that you're teaching them and get a result from it. Because at the end of it, and you make this really obvious at the beginning, you go, look, I'm going to give you loads of content here. I'm going to show you how you can do this, how other people before you have done this, and then I'm going to present you with an offer. Now, I'm not going to sell you anything tonight. I'm not taking any money. I'm not transacting with you. I'm not doing anything like that. All I'm going to do is present an offer to you. It's an application program. It's an investment. It's going to cost money. But ultimately, this program, after this webinar, you're going to see the opportunity that's in front of you. And you're even going to decide, yes, Chris, that's great. I'm going to apply. I'm going to go through the application process. Or you're not. But really, really, really easy. No strong sales pitch. No six price drops. Just quite simple. Here's some content. Tell some stories. gives them high value educated stuff that they can go away and implement if they wanted to, but ultimately the offer is then made. So you take them through that webinar process, and I'll do another audio clip on this, I'm sure, another day. But what you then do is you make sure that you have a application form at the end of the process. Now, if you follow the webinar sequence in the right way, if you knock over and make sure that they understand how they can do it, how other people are not going to stop them, and how environmental factors are never going to harm the process, and they can do it at any time that they want, as long as your opportunity is right and you demonstrate that your way of doing things works through the case studies and the success stories that you have, what you then do is present them with an application to your high ticket program. And again, I could talk about high ticket programs another time, but this process honestly has been game changing over lockdown since we started doing it. It's been so, so sick. It's been amazing, and I'm not going to stop it, and I'll let you know when I do, but at the moment I'm going to carry on this until I am literally not able to make a sale from it anymore, because it's so cool. Because all you have to do, and I've got scripts for this now, it's insane inside the Ed Academy how we're actually launching this out. And for all those of you that listen to this and on it, you're going to probably see this for the time of recording in about 3 weeks' time, because I've nearly finished it all. But you present them with an offer, and what we go through, I'm going to cover this in another clip as well, the BANT model, B-A-N-T. Now, what you really go through in that is the four questions that basically position you in a way where if they fill out and actually come back with the right answers, you are not having to sell someone anything. You're not having to convince them in any way to buy your program. But if they apply for it and you follow the sequence in the right way, they've already decided that they're in because they've had all the information up front. All you need to do then is actually make sure that they're the right fit for you. And this is where the switch of the whole sales process changes, because suddenly when you're being told to pick up the phone and cold call people, which I cannot stand, by the way, like, it's just not me, I've never been able to do it very well. Instead, you're having people fill out an application form telling you why they should be accepted onto your program. Now put yourself into that position, and bang, the whole psychological way of having to sell someone's disappeared. You just need to make sure that you do the due diligence and ask the right questions to make sure that they are the right person for the program, and that when you put them through it, they're in the position where they can get results. That's all it is. Really, really simple. My favorite way of selling at the moment, it's been, I think it's generated now just over 2 million quid in sales this year, 2.2 million I think we're at now, for the clients, and our sales funnels all tied in. Like, we're able to sell products as high as 5 grand directly off a webinar so far from my own examples. Clients have done bigger for me, we've been able to sell our 5 grand mentorship program from that. And again, everybody, I believe, if you're in the educational, informational type business, even if you're in a software business at the moment, if you can run them through a blueprinted webinar script that we break down, then position them with an offer which actually shows them how amazing your program is, have them apply for it in detail, so make them answer the BANT model worth of questions, and then have the telephone conversation positioning you in a position of power, you will start to see the insane conversions that I'm getting currently on my profiles right now. Honestly, like, I can't tell you how excited I am. So a quick one, my favorite sales process right now, I'm absolutely loving it. It is insanely valuable, and I believe anybody can do it if they have the right business. And yeah, I will see you all in the next clip. See ya.